Like much of American colonial history, the story of the Spanish soldiers' arrival on native Catawba land is one marked by conquest and ethnocentrism.
There's this sense of who is the other.
Archaeologist David Moore has been researching and excavating the site for nearly three decades. The perimeter of what was once Fort San Juan is visible in the soil. It was about the size of a modern-day basketball court. When Spanish explorer Juan Pardo and his men arrived here in the 16th century, they declared the Catawba Indians, who didn't speak their language, new subjects of the king. The Spaniards forced the natives to construct the soldiers' homes and provide them meals. While the two groups lived side by side, the relationship was fraught by mounting mistrust and resentment.
So this relationship of two groups understanding each other very poorly, trying to figure out what to do with the other, was constantly in the air.
In fact, there's one particular artifact Moore and his team found that offers a snapshot of the Spaniards' suspicion and superstition.
We found a small piece of, looked like scrap metal, almost square in shape and about an inch and a half in diameter.
They discovered it was a small plate of armor, the kind that was sewn into garments during the medieval period. It was placed vertically in the frame of one of the Spanish soldiers' homes. Moore and his team were perplexed by the armor until one historian reached out, offering multiple references in medieval European literature. Metal objects were commonly placed in the frames of homes to fend off black magic.
A Spanish soldier had placed this in the building to ward off witches, especially because Indian women were feeding them. Many people think of native peoples being uncivilized, but here we have modern Europeans employing this kind of folklore to ward off magic.
That wasn't lost on Catawba Indian Becky Garris when she first heard about the Spaniards' supernatural object.
I kind of laughed because in all cultures, there's a bad person or a particular bad spirit, if you want to call it that.
Garris is a storyteller. She also makes Catawba pottery, much like the fragments scattered across the archaeological site. Garris says she makes pots the same way her ancestors did 500 years ago, without a kiln and with clay harvested from the same spot.
It not only touches my heart, but it also touches my soul that our buried history is coming to light again. We are learning about ourselves now as well, about our past, because before European contact, there was no written history. Everything was passed down orally, and at some point in history, you know, you had to hide who you were because of prejudices and laws that were made by the government.
Bringing visibility to these early American stories still is a work in progress. The European settlers' arrival in Jamestown exactly 400 years ago is commonly seen as the beginning of European colonization in the U.S.
I think this is something that we struggle with in the United States, is to recognize the fact that white folks are not the first folks to have been here.
Western Carolina University professor Paul Worley recently took students from Latinx studies composition and literature classes to the excavation site.
Given the current moment in the United States, it's a fairly radical thing to go back and talk about these histories, you know, both on the Native American side, but also on the Spanish colonial side, because these are both histories which frequently are either denied or ignored altogether.
Worley wants students to think about U.S. history from a multicultural and multilingual perspective, to consider writings from Spanish explorers, Native Americans, and enslaved Africans. And maybe, he says, resurrecting those narratives will reframe the retelling of America's story, both past and present. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.